AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled to Uvalde, Texas on Sunday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
While he's there, the president will meet with the community leaders, religious leaders, and the families of the victim. The president and First Lady believe it is important to show their support for the community during this devastating time and to be there for the families of the victims.
Jean-Pierre adding, the nation has endured too many mass killings.
I'm a parent of an elementary school student. I know many of you in this room are as well. We cannot become numb to this. We will not accept this. A grocery store, a church, an elementary school. And this is just in the last few days. It is unacceptable.
Texas State Police say the 18-year-old gunman was inside Robb Elementary School for more than an hour before being killed by officers. 19 children and two teachers were killed. Victor Escalon with the Texas Department of Public Safety says the shooter got into school through an unlocked door and...
There was not an officer readily available.
Fourth grade teacher Irma Garcia was killed. Today, family members say her heartbroken husband, Joe Garcia, had a heart attack and died after arriving home from leaving flowers at her memorial. They had four children. At the UN.
The vetoes today are dangerous.
U.S. United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says vetoes by China and Russia of a Security Council resolution imposing additional sanctions on North Korea for its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test made the world less secure.
Those members have taken a stance that not only undermines the Security Council's previous action to which they have committed, but also undermines our collective security.
China's ambassador to the UN says his government doesn't think additional sanctions would work. He also criticized the U.S. pivot to Asia. This is AP News. The World Health Organization says coronavirus case and death numbers are dropping. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The UN Health Agency says there were more than 3.7 million new COVID-19 infections around the world last week and 9,000 deaths from the virus. But those represented drops, 3% and 11% respectively. New COVID-19 cases rose in only two regions, the Americas and the Western Pacific. COVID-19 deaths increased by 30% in the Middle East, but were stable or decreased everywhere else. China, meanwhile, is vowing to stick to a zero COVID policy, despite the WHO's description of that policy as unsustainable, given the infectious nature of Omicron and its subvariants.
His family says Alan White, longtime drummer for the progressive rock pioneers Yes, who also played on projects with John Lennon and George Harrison, has died after a brief illness. He was 72. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.